even as someone who's been following this since the beginning and taking note of all the different developments that numerous outlets have been able to scoop over almost the past year, I was still surprised by just the level of detail in this indictment, just the specificity about the types of documents that Trump had and kind of what that says about the case they're going to bring, but also just the evidence, the weight of the evidence that they have about Trump and his personal involvement in the efforts to retain the documents and that resulted in obstruction of justice charges.
What about those documents specifically? Are we talking about nuclear secrets, other things like that?
So they offer a breakdown, and for this case, they're going to be focusing on 31 documents. And of course, there were more than 300 found among the trove of records that Trump had at Mar-a-Lago. But they're focusing on 31, and a lot of them are highly classified records. The breakdown that they give shows that it's largely intelligence about other foreign powers or details about American military capabilities.
We've learned that Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, will oversee the case, at least initially. She's made favorable rulings for Trump in the past. Does this suddenly tip the case in his favor, or is it much too soon because they could request a change of venue and there could be a lot of changes?
Yeah, it's just too soon to tell. She was listed on the summons, but so was another judge that initially handled the matter. That's Judge Bruce Reinhart, who was the one that signed off on the warrant to search Mar-a-Lago. So it's just not totally clear yet how the case is going to be handled or, you know, which judge will ultimately oversee the bulk of it. But yes, there are processes in place for DOJ to request another judge. That's something they could, of course, consider if she did get assigned the case.
What about those who say that current President Biden had classified documents too, and even former VP Mike Pence had a few? What differences are people outlining in terms of the handling by President Biden and the handling of this by former President Trump?
The differences are numerous. Just the quantity of documents alone, like I mentioned, Trump had over 300 classified records, and those were amid just piles and piles of other records from his presidency that weren't classified that he still took. Whereas, you know, Biden and Pence are said to have basically had a handful of documents. But I think the key difference is just that Trump was alerted that he had these documents and repeatedly refused to turn them over, which is now being detailed in a 49-page indictment. With Pence and with Biden, once they discovered the records, they were the ones that alerted the Department of Justice and they returned them immediately. And that's the major difference.
I'm also thinking supporters of the president and his lawyers may also come up with this argument that, yes, the law applies to everyone in America, but a former president is not just anyone. How about that line of argument to be made among the defense team?
You know, to me, it's not really clear why that would matter. You know, our system of justice is supposed to treat people equally, regardless of their stature or the job they hold. So, of course, presidents come across more classified information. They have a lot of power in determining how they handle that. But regardless, there are clear statutes dictating how classified records are meant to be maintained and stored. And there's also very clear processes for handling those records and keeping them in secure locations, which were evidently not followed here.